This is the Recency Bias. Welcome to your morning after mini pod on this Friday, following up a new coach same shit loss from your Montreal Canadiens on Thursday evening in Winnipeg, taking on the Jets. A 6-3 loss for the Habs in Duchamp's first game as the head coach. Yeah, new coach, same team it turns out. So we step into the Duchamp era as we kick off our starting thoughts. It was nice to have a new opponent, somebody we hadn't seen yet. I remain a fan of the Canadian division and I'm going to have fun with it all season, but I do see that you can't do this all the time. It would get pretty, gets a little boring. It was nice. It was nice to have a new opposition on Thursday night. I'll say that much. They look good. The Jets are a good team, I think. So the Canadians would have their work cut out for them, catching back up to those guys, because I think they're 3 points ahead of the Canadians now, and they got up to a rough start, but they're clicking, and that's a good team. That's a potent lineup, at least at the top it is. From the Jets, who the Canadians will face again on Saturday, by the way. So what initial changes did Duchamp bring into this thing? A few line changes. He started the game with Anderson playing with Deneau on the Deneau line, but that was only for one shift. I guess he wanted Anderson's energy out there to start the game. I liked it. You got Corey Perry playing with Kotkaniemi and Toffoli. Lekkonen was back in the lineup on the night, though played the fewest minutes besides Josh Anderson, who left the game, but we'll get to that. Lekkonen back in the lineup, Evans out of the lineup, and if I'm not mistaken, Paul Byron was playing center on the fourth line. So interesting moves, a few interesting moves by Duchamp. Don't imagine he had a lot of time to implement much. And it showed. Yeah, old friends. Old friends in this one. Nate Beaulieu. The legendary Nate Beaulieu. Legendary only in that he was involved in so many fake trades during his time with the Canadiens. And even before he actually got to the big club. Always being thrown in deals. The prospect of Nate Beaulieu. Him and Jared Tinordi. What a trade duo they were. And old Nate Thompson. Uncle Nate was back. And back with a vengeance. Actually, we'll get to that. Look, the things started decent enough for the Canadian. Josh Anderson had some big chances in the early going, being set up by Drouin, who had a really good night, mainly a really good first period. The rest of the night was a struggle for everybody, again. But he was looking good, and about 13 minutes in, 13:45, yep, there it is, 13:45 in, Romanov springs Armia with a quick shot, and the former Jet beats his old team. 1-0 for the Canadians. The Duchamp era off to a good start. They looked a little different. And with 2 minutes 31 seconds left in that first frame, a perfect pass by Drouin, the aforementioned Drouin. And it's Armia again as he was going towards the net. 2-0 Habs. No penalties in the first period. Everything's looking good, except there's a slew foot on Josh Anderson. He goes down. No call. Ref was right there. No call. And he goes down and he does not come back on the evening. So at time of recording of this podcast, unsure of the status of Josh Anderson, but didn't look good. Shots after one, even at 8, but the Canadians did have a 2-0 lead. Next thing, we had Byron, partial breakaway via Weber, but that was about as good as the night got for Shea Weber. Rough night for the captain, I gotta say. Really rough night for him and his partner, Ben Chiarot. Shea got a dumb penalty, puck over the glass, like he just in the air, it was off of Price's stick, and I don't know. We're taking a lot of puck over the glass penalties. Maybe my patience is wearing thin, but it's like, come on. Killing us. And sure enough, the new Habs PK, same as the old Habs PK. Because it's 2-1, 5 minutes and 37 seconds in. Connor, who had himself a great night for the Winnipeg Jets,
he's on my fantasy team, so it's actually not that big of a deal for me. Kind of a good night either way.
It was not a good night for me either way, by the way. That was a sarcastic voice. But I do have Connor.
That's 2-1. Uh-oh.
But not uh-oh. Felt like uh-oh. But then, oh no. These are Deschamps Habs, right? Habs on the power play. If the PK looked the same, for a moment the power play didn't necessarily. The Habs, it looked the same, but the result was different. I gotta say, it did look the same. The Habs really struggled to break into the Jets zone. But finally, Kotkaniemi and Tatar Duna, his fifth of the season, they broke in together for a little 2-on-1. Mainly the work of Kotkaniemi there, but Tatar finished. And then about midway through the period, found it to be a 3-2 score. And sometimes you gotta tip your cap to the competition. Tic-tac-toe passing, Connor with his second of the night.
My favorite team.
And, a little nervous in Habsland. It was one of many easy entries across the blue line and in the Habs zone on the night. Most of them being given up by Weber and Sherratt, if we're being honest. Speaking of Weber, he's in front of Carey. Puck goes off him, deflects, and beats Carey. Wheeler's goal. But Winnipeg, as I said, just gained the zone with ease off Sherratt and Weber. Bad night for both of them. But they did lead all Canadians in ice time. So there's that. There's another Habs penalty to end the period. Petrie was a little soft, I think. The reffing was less than consistent on the evening, but if midway through the game I had our mini refs rant in me for this thing, nah, this was a Habs loss. We don't need to go in on the reffing, even though it can be frustrating a little bit this season. But yeah, that second period kind of looked like the old Habs. They were outshot 11-7. They blew a two-goal advantage. And while they would manage to kill off the Petrie penalty, Sherratt would then get called for high-sticking. You may remember him from me blaming him for things a few seconds ago. And while it wasn't an official power play goal, it was certainly the momentum of the power play that made it happen. Yes, Uncle Nate. Nate Thompson with his first goal and first point of the season, signing with the Winnipeg Jets as a free agent in the offseason. Suddenly, the 3-1 advantage for your Montreal Canadiens is a 4-3 deficit. Whose fault was that one? That was kind of Toffoli's. Toffoli's guy was all alone. Well, Nate Thompson. But we'll get into Carey Price later. Another trash power play for the Habs, so nothing doing there. They followed it up with an Edmondson penalty. Here's the first thing we can blame on Edmondson for the evening. He made a slashing in an attempt to make up for his mistakes. And, yeah. Just as that power play was also expiring, terrible, terrible rebound by Price. A bad clear by Petrie. Pierre-Luc Dubois, he who was acquired for Laine. And that, a dead horse. Didn't need any more kicking for your Montreal Canadiens. Really bad rebound by Price, who was fighting the puck all night. Fighting the puck in the net all night. Another game in which Carey has given up 5. I know maybe some will want to defend it. The defense was bad in front of him for many of those goals. Absolutely. But even if you want to point to the defense, you can't have watched that game and thought Carey Price looked anything but shaky. That was a rough night. for Carey all around. Like, even on the saves he was making, he was fighting the puck all night. Probably misses his old coach. Yeah, the Jets would add an empty netter. Corey Perry would fight Ehlers. And we all would go, oh, damn. Duchamp didn't fix everything in 36 hours somehow. Look, the Jets are a good team. And they spanked the Canadians. Spanked their little bottoms. Shots 30-21. Hey, that's different. The Canadians had been outshooting their opponents and losing. So this time, they were vastly outshot and still lost. Power play did score one, but mainly off one nice rush. That was about all you saw for life from the two power plays the Canadians did have. And the penalty kill gave up one. That's not so much the issue. It's that there were four penalties. Again, I think that's four straight games that the Habs have taken four penalties. I think their average number of penalties they take on a season is probably around four. And a rough night for Carey. 24-29, 8.28 save percentage on the evening, and five goals against again. Like, you got to get the saves, and they aren't. I have a feeling we'll be seeing Jake Allen on Saturday. I do. Maybe not. But I would think we'll probably... I know. It's weird not to be starting Carey Price on Saturday. Maybe after a particularly rough night, which I think was what happened on Thursday. You go back with him, but... I don't know. I'd start Jake Allen on Saturday. That's what I would do. Goals again, Armia with two, his fourth and third and fourth on the year. Is that correct? Let me check my notes. Armia's third and fourth on the season. Once you score more than one, it's very easy for me to lose track. Armia looked good. I mean, obviously he had two goals, but he had a solid night. Tuna with the other goal, his fifth of the year. Apples, Petrie had a pair of those. Romanov with an assist, Byron with an assist, Drouin with an assist, and Kotkaniemi with an assist. Here's an interesting one as we check the time on ice column. As we did most recently, we're just going to look at the centers. Well, the three centers that matter. Deneau, 21:56, led all Habs forwards. That hasn't happened all season. I'm sure it's happened at some other point this season. I don't remember that happening yet this year, though. Suzuki with 19:09, so a couple minutes less than Deneau. 3 minutes less, almost. And KK with 13:17, so the ice time not being portioned out in the same way in Duchamp's first game. Interesting. We'll keep an eye on that. Parting thoughts? Well, looks like Duchamp's not the answer. We'll give him a little. They got the mini boost that lasted about 20 minutes from the changing of the guard, and then they remembered who they were. Same players, same situation. We'll see what Duchamp can do with a little while. See if he can change up the makeup of this team. But so far, it was the same team. Probably we should not be shocked by that fact. 9-6-4. 9-6-4. And it's another one against the Jets on Saturday. And that's a 10 o'clock start, by the way, Saturday. 10 o'clock on Saturday, and then, hey, they can play the Senators again. Get Duchamp fired. Then play the Senators next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And then it's two more against the Jets of Winnipeg. How about that? Why don't you listen to some Weaker Thans on your Friday? Celebrate. But Winnipeg's got a very good team. And that's just a very good band. That's really my whole recommendation there. You can listen to the song I Hate Winnipeg. One great city. Till Sunday, take care.